The surreal humor quartet known as the Firesign Theater is now a trio. Peter Bergman passed away March 9th due to complications from leukemia. He was 72 and in recent years lived on Whidbey Island. The Firesign Theater recorded more than two dozen albums and often appeared on NPR. They're performing a big brouhaha tribute to Peter Bergman this Saturday night at the Kirkland Performance Center. Firesign member Phil Austin lives in the South Sound area and joins me now. Phil, first of all, this is a little bit like talking about one's favorite Beatle, but if I had to pick one voice to represent the Firesign Theater, it'd be Peter Bergman's.
Yeah, I think I would make that same choice, exactly. Peter was so distinctive, and he was not like a voice talent kind of guy. He was who he was in almost everything he played, and it never was a detriment. He was not a person to disguise himself. He was present in everything he did, and we encouraged that. We liked that. That was our deal with Peter.
Well, before we talk more about his voice, let's hear that voice.
Okay.
Hi, this is Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater, and if there's one thing I really like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie-cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Washington, I listen to KPLU 88.5 FM.
Now, that's not one of his more famous bits or anything. That was a freebie from the website. But to me, it just captures his distinctive voice, his love of radio, and ironic sense of humor, because that actually is just a cookie-cutter station ID where you type in your call letters on the Firesign website.
Well, we come directly out of public radio. We started out on KPFK in Los Angeles, which was a Pacifica station. And we were the kind of hippie generation. We were the young people of the 60s who came into those stations and started playing a lot of rock and roll and playing around with radio, which for the Firesign Theater really meant looking back 30 years or so to what we had heard as children on the old time radio, and combining it with everything that was happening in multi-track recording and sounds and the whole spirit of the late 60s. And Peter embodied that to a tremendous degree, I think more than any of the four of us.
Each member of the Firesign Theater has signature characters that they're well known for. In your case, Nick Danger, surreal private eye. Peter Bergman also played Nick Danger's foil, Lieutenant Bradshaw.
Yep.
And
Nick and Al both went back to some corrupt police department, probably in Los Angeles. And the relationship we developed, as we did innumerable Nick Dangers that exist, was sublimely antagonistic. Peter's key word to me in any instance was, shut up.
Well, let's hear Lieutenant Bradshaw here doing a commercial during the Nick Danger radio show.
I'm Lieutenant Bradshaw with a piece of advice for you. Now, here in the studio, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when that red light goes off, I'm just plain Harry Ames, citizen, weekend father. Now, take a tip from a cop who does. Radio work can be just as dirty and exciting as hunting down public enemy number one. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowl full of looseners, castor oil flakes with real glycerin vibrofoam. It doesn't just wash your mouth out. It cleans the whole system right on down the line. So come on, you little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost you get from looseners, looseners.
The all-weather breakfast.
I don't think anybody does commercial parodies better than Peter did.
take a tip from a cop who does. That's one of my favorite Peter lines of all time.
That was from the early 70s. Let's hear from the late 90s album, Give Me Immortality or Give Me Death, another great Bergman commercial parody.
The lottery is the people. The people taking a last chance on themselves. So why shouldn't people just like you spend the next century stuffed with truffles, like lucky tin can opener Juan Lafon?
I won! Now I don't have to work on this finger-cutting machine no more.
Or itch and sniff winner Mrs. Manila Envelope.
Finally, I can afford to pay someone to kill my husband.
And the loser's money goes to our schools for embedding mental detectors in our kids. And to our prisons, so they can have Sadie Hawkins Day. Lottery luck. It's only a buck away.
I love that whole piece. I haven't heard that in a couple of years, and that really sounds good.
And his voice is just so spot on there.
And every once in a while, the Firesign Theater will hit something really good. And that whole album, in fact, Give Me Immortality or Give Me Death, which a lot of people haven't heard because it's not part of our classic late 60s, early 70s work, is very strange and very good and very much like that, cynical and cheerful at the same time.
Well, I have another piece from that album. And apparently you and Peter both really love sports.
Oh, yeah. And we shared he a love of the Cleveland Indians, me a love of the Dodgers. And sports in general were just one of those things that Peter and I could talk to each other about that was like a private language.
Well, he came up with a sports character, sports talk to the max.
Yeah,
let's hear Chump Threads.
Now they're all in there at the puck.
Oh, belly up and put him down. I'm Chump Threads, and I'm coming up at you with sports in your shorts. Lately, I've been getting weep-eyed woosgrams and punk-ass calls from fans who are bummed by the blood on the ice. They say they're way grossed by the broken bones on the boards, and the poor babies are boffing over the twisted bodies in the bowls. Hey, you don't want to see it? Get yourself blinded.
You're the man, Chump.
Yeah, I am the man, and here's my pick of the day. Don't bet the pros, they're cons, and the colleges, they're goons on the take. Put your money on junior high soccer.
You're the man, Chump.
The Georgia X Middle School Fruit Bats are home to the St. Stool Sand Dabs. The Bats are totally pumped. They're gonna punk them and pork them. The Sand Dabs are bacon. The Fruit Boys are gonna have their Elvis day. The Bat by 30 goals. I'm Chump Threads, and I'm out.
The Chump has left the building.
Radio now.
If it's not happening now, when did it happen?
That Peter wrote that whole thing. Except for my lines and do the math, Chum. But that's Peter at his best as a writer and a performer. There he is, Pete. We miss him.
Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Thank you, David. We really appreciate it. And Pete loved this station. Listened to you guys all the time. And thanks for having us on.
You're very welcome. Phil Austin, David Osman, and Phil Proctor, the Firesign Theater, present Peter Bergman's Big Brouhaha, Saturday night, April 21st, at the Kirkland Performance Center. You can find out more at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.
Oh, I'm just a little fishy, floating in the sea, and there ain't no hook that's smart enough to catch the likes of me. La 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 la, la 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 la.